The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up on Life Today, author and speaker Christine Kane, along with special guest Katrina Greer, encourages you to move past your past.
If you want to move past your past, you have to take the power away from your past and give it to the Lord Jesus Christ and say, I am going to build my life on the truth of your word and not the facts of my circumstances. And you can have the destiny that he has for you. You can. You can.
Discovering your future. Next.
Boy, we must have somebody really special here. Now, all this doesn't happen for me or for Betty, you know. Maybe back when we were young, like our guest, Christine Kane. Y'all glad Christine Kane's here with us today? Well, let me tell you what she's done, and this is so phenomenal. She's come right here, and she's done basically what she's done all over the world, and she's literally been around the world for the glory of God and putting God's arms around hurting people. Devastated people, rescuing those who've been caught in the sex trafficking. We've worked together. We're a team. And we've worked to put God's arms around people all over the world. Well, Christine came here, and she taught a seminar teaching, Moving Past Your Past, where people really get stuck. And I'm telling you, it is phenomenal. Now, many of you know Beth Moore teaches here on Wednesdays. And the thing is that Beth loves this girl so much. I mean, this is kind of like Beth's source of inspiration. And she is for so many people, Joyce Meyer, all the people who are teaching the Bible. And I'm going to tell you something. We had a gentleman walk up to me tonight, come here and say, boy, it better not just be women listening to this girl. Men better listen to this girl. And I really do agree. So she has taught this series. You need to get it. Her book, Can I Have and Do It All, Please? We're making that available, also Undaunted. And we have a wonderful guest with Christine, Katrina Greer, whose husband is a professional football player for the New Orleans Saints. You may remember in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we used to have a football team years ago. Well, anyway,
they're
who
coming.
Plays?
I have hope.
Yes, miracles still happen. I believe in New Testament miracles. We need one in Dallas. Okay? New Testament visitation from heaven.
I've heard of that.
That's what. That's, so she, anyway, being married to a football professional football player, you can kind of be overlooked. Would you welcome Katrina to Life Today? Katrina, we're glad that you're here. Katrina Greer, she's married to Jabari Greer. Christine Kane is here. And I'm really, Christine, I want to know, you know, just what it was that inspired you to take this journey that you led us on, moving past your past. Give our viewers just a little bit of insight into, you know, something about you.
Sure.
That they'll understand why what you shared is so important.
Well, you know, just before I jump there, James, you do know in Australia we play the real football.
I understand. This is a sissy sport over here.
We don't wear helmets or pads. But anyway, but, you know, in my own life, I was left in a hospital, abandoned when I was born and experienced sexual abuse for 12 years. And there were a lot of obstacles and hurdles, a lot of shame and guilt and bitterness and unforgiveness that I had to carry around. And yet, you know, I would come to church and hear messages that God had a destiny and a purpose for my life. But I really thought if people just knew what my past was, then you would never say that God's got a plan for me. I mean, somehow it's different for me. And I had to embark on my own journey, which took many years to go, you know what, you can move past your past. There's a lot of things that happen to us, a lot of things that we do that we may even not get over in our life, but we can still move past our past and fulfill the destiny that God has for our life.
I think when you hear the extremes, which you had, and of course my past was extreme, product of rape and not having a home, I think a lot of people, even though they might not be able to give this dramatic horror story, they still feel stuck.
Oh, absolutely.
They feel overlooked. And this is really where Katrina's here. She is married to a football player. And yet there was something about that situation that made you feel terribly overlooked and in a way stuck. Tell us about it.
Well, I met my husband when I was living in Canada. So, but I was born and raised in Trinidad, so they play real football there too. he's gonna love that one. Yeah. But I was kind of thrust. We met, and I was thrust into this lifestyle of being a footballer's wife, and lost myself. You know, I had no identity. People would meet me, and you know, oh, this is the wife of Jabari Greer, or I would meet people 10 times, you know, and the 10th time it would be like, oh, nice to meet you. And I'm like, I've met you 9 times already. Am I made that forgettable? You know, so I really got lost, and I kind of was thrust into this different life, this different culture, and fell into a very dark place.
Did you despair of life in some way, where it was in some way seem meaningless to you?
It did. I have 2 wonderful children, and they definitely, you know, I kind of hit this, you know, depression. I became depressed, and my 2 sons just, you know, kept me going. But as far as myself as an individual, I really didn't feel like
have your own identity.
Right.
And I think a lot of women can fall into that. Right. Even as a minister's wife, you know, same as you, people come, this is James Robinson's wife, you know, and you kind of think, well, I'm standing right here, you know, who am I? You know, but and nothing ever intentionally done wrong there. They just, it's who they related you to.
Right.
And so I can kind of understand how you felt in times like that, too.
Right.
How did Christine impact your life? Because there's no question she had a profound impact.
She did. I just happened upon your book, actually. I've told her the story.
This is the one, Undaunted?
Undaunted. In a women's small group, and literally did not go to sleep one night. And if you have 2 toddlers, it's rough. but just read it and could not put it down. And it made me realize, you know, it's not about me, and my identity is, you know, I'm something to God, and it's placed within Him, and it transformed my life. Undaunted, it really did.
And I think that's definitely the hope that I had, saying, look, if an unnamed, unwanted, I mean, my own birth certificate has the name has typed in the section that says child's name. It's got typed in the word unnamed, number 2508 of 1966. And so I had to really work through a whole lot of identity issues. And we all do. I think even here, the wife of a famous football player, well, at the end of the day, people get stuck in moments, because even if you're a famous football player, that can become your identity. Like, how many people do we have that go, 10 years ago, I played football, and their whole identity is in the fact that they played football 10 years ago, and the accolades and the awards that they have from back then. Then you get lost as someone's wife, or, you know, someone's husband, whatever it might become. And I think for all of us, whether you were left abandoned in a hospital, whether you're the wife of someone famous, whether you are the famous person, you still have to fight to find your identity in who you are in Christ, because everything else can move and everything else will shift. And it's only in Him that we can find our identity. And I think, for me, you know, obviously Nick and I go through a lot of that as well. It's like when one partner is a little bit more prominent than the other. But if you know on which foundation you're solidly built on, then you really can't be shaken. And I think once you know that, whether someone says hello to you or not, actually it really doesn't matter as much, because you know who you are, because you're a daughter of the King.
And that is the key, because even though my husband gave me all the encouragement anyone could ever want, and still does, you know, and lets me know that God created me too, you know, and I'm an individual, I had to seek that identity through Christ and let God tell me who I was.
See, and I love
that. It makes a difference.
Betty, of course it does. And you received it. See, everything in our world is geared to tell you you're not enough. It doesn't matter. Even if you're the best football player, you're not you're not quite enough. There could be, you could score better goals or, you know, however it would work. All of us have grown up in a world, and I think we're bombarded with this every day. You're not enough. You're not good looking enough. You're not smart enough. You're not educated enough. You're not talented enough. And so whether you're the best of the best or you didn't have a great start, I think the greatest issue for this generation is to find out who their identity is. And when you are brought up in a school system, like in Australia, where basically you're told that your great-grandfather was an ape, you're essentially told that you have no value, that you're not, you know, that your great-great-grandfather was a cockroach, it mutated and there was the frog, and then it had a genetic mutation and there's your grandfather, the ape, he went to the hairdresser, had a cut, shave and blow dry, and here you are today. So you know, it takes a lot of faith to believe that. You have to be profoundly, profoundly educated to believe that. But essentially, they're trying to mess with your whole identity. They're saying you came from nothing. You live for no reason and you're going nowhere. If you tell a generation for long enough that you came from nothing, you live for no reason and you're going nowhere, then I don't know why we're all surprised when they start acting that way. So you have to find your identity in Christ, I think.
And people are, they're not only stuck there, they're in a sense, they're in a living death.
Yes.
They're existing at best. She teaches about the gate situation. You're sitting there. It's one of the illustrations you use in Moving Past Your Past. And that gate is either a entry into destruction and devastation or an entry into a whole new life. You really related to that in some way, didn't you? Where you saw yourself and you actually found the right way through the gate.
Very much so. You know, it sounds silly, but when you're in a dark place, when you're just so self-absorbed, why me? You know, I didn't sign up for this. You know, this lifestyle. I mean, you know, it seems glamorous, but there's a different side to it that people really don't see. And you know, when you're in that, it's very hard to see. You know, be on the outside looking in. And I actually recently had a friend who she was the girlfriend of a basketball player, and she recently committed suicide. And
because she felt like she was stuck in where
that
she
place.
Was,
pressure of
lost, just not even visible to anybody. Is that what?
And she was. She was actually famous in her own right, but for some reason, you just. I don't know what it is. You feel overshadowed. You feel worthless. I guess you can really get trapped into that place. And reading Undaunted, you know, it changed my posture. Mm-hmm. It made me realize that God had a plan for me. You know, my husband says that when he retires, he'll be a stay-at-home dad, and you know, people will
I love that.
Start saying, you know, oh, so you're the husband, yeah. Doug, Katrina.
So, do you feel that something really opened up in your life to where you no longer have that feeling of being in a dark
very
place?
Much so.
You feel like you're in a bright place?
Very much so. You know, my insecurities are gone. I was saved upon reading that book, actually. I'm very new to this Christian world. I was telling Chris that a year ago, I thought you were all crazy.
And now she's confirmed.
She's crazy with us.
But I did, you know. But now I realize it's crazy for Jesus. But, you know, upon reading that book, upon attending a marriage conference for NFL, married couples. You know, I was saved, and I realize I'm a steward. I've been put in this position to go out there and do God's work and help other people. And it's changed my life. I just want to, you know.
Well, you feel like you have purpose now.
I do.
You know, you have real direction. Your posture's been changed. You talk about changing posture.
Very much so.
In the teaching.
We sit at the gate, and then when you're crouched down, you're looking through the gate like it's a prison based on what's happened in your past and your limitations. But if you can change your posture, then you change your perspective. You begin to see what God has on the other side, and then you can use the gate as an entryway to where you need to go. And I think a lot of times we wait for everything to change around us before we're willing to stand up in the middle of where we are and start to have God's perspective in our life. And I think really that's what happened. I mean, at the end of the day, before you read Undaunted to now, well, nothing externally has changed. You're still the wife of a famous football star. You've got your kids, and but everything's changed because your posture's changed. You suddenly stood up to understand what your identity is in Christ, to see His purpose for you, to begin to walk forward. And just in a couple of months, I'm coming to New Orleans, and she's gathered the wives of footballers from 10 different football teams. After I finish teaching them what football really is, then we're going to go. then we're going to go how we really play undaunted football. And then, we're just really going to talk about that, where you feel trapped, it can change from feeling trapped and a gate can lock you in and you feel like you're a prisoner of your past and your circumstances. Or as soon as you change your posture, suddenly you're not a prisoner anymore. You can walk into the future that God has for you. So it's awesome.
You know, when I'm listening to you, you share, I can never dismiss myself or remove myself from what goes on in my heart when I'm listening to someone who's in desperate need or great pain. I feel it. I actually do feel, if you described a painful experience, I would feel it. If you described a surgical incision, I would feel it. Compassion is something that is very much a part of me. So when you're talking about being in a bad place, I immediately, my mind, it gravitates, it moves toward people who are listening, and I know you're hurting. And it may seem silly, it may not seem as macho manly as you think, but I would love to hold your broken heart. If I were the surgeon, I would want to be the perfect surgeon. I would want to fix your hurt. And with all of the empathy and sympathy and compassion, I'm totally incapable. But I know that you can be helped. So when I hear these beautiful ladies talking about finding help, then I immediately want to take that healing and that experience and I want to impart it to you. In other words, I want you to know it's for you. I want you to know you can get through the gate. I want you to know that listen to me, there is a surgery that doesn't really hurt. It can move you beyond the hurt. It's a painless procedure. It's a supernatural, spiritual work of Almighty God in your life that He calls being born from above. It's what Katrina talked about. Something happened to me. I not only went in through a gate, I entered into a whole new life. And by the way, you don't find that going through a church door. You find that walking through the door. And Jesus said, I am the door. Not to the church. I'm the door to life. I'm the door to a relationship with God. I am the way, truth, and the life. No one will even get to the Father but coming through this door. I'm the door. And if you'll come to me, you won't escape every challenge in life. You're just going to have somebody go through it. I mean, you think the Man of Steel or Superman, you know, Batman, they do some pretty cool things about evil. You ain't never met anybody like this man who will deal with evil. And He's with you to help you fight evil, to help you as an overcomer, to say, I care about you. I am your friend forever. I am your Lord, your Savior, your Master, your best friend. And really, Christine, that's what I hear you all talking about. You are talking about getting into a relationship with this person. So you're not talking about wishful thinking.
Oh, no.
You're talking about absolute eternal reality.
Totally.
But just not there, but right here. You're talking about the presence of Almighty God right here. Is that what happened to you in your life, Miss Footballer's wife? You know, is that what happened to you?
Very much so.
And can it happen to everybody out here, Christine?
Absolutely everybody.
And is that not what you want for everybody?
There's no hope without Jesus. Mm-hmm. None.
Let me just say this to you. The telephone number there on the screen is always there as a prayer line. You may be saying, I wish somebody just agree with me right now. I want this new beginning. And they will. And many of the people who are in our prayer center are people who have found the gate, found the right way. And they really knew what it was like to be defeated. So you need someone to pray with you. I wrote a simple book called Knowing God as Father. It's a little Bible study. Glad to send it to you. I want you to get moving past your past. Betty, so many people get stuck.
Mm-hmm.
We could be stuck with the loss of our daughter.
That's right.
It's big. This precious girl has had dozens of reasons to be stuck. We all do. But God has given her the ability to help you go beyond. I want you to get this teaching. You can get it on CD, audio, or DVD, or you do both. And I'd recommend that. And we're going to send Can I Have and Do It All? This book is phenomenal. And then the book, Undaunted. Now, let me tell you what we do. I think it's really important you understand this. We really don't sell product. You can buy products. You can buy these books in the bookstores. But when you watch Life Today, we will offer you something that will help you. You know, if you watch us, we try to give people fresh water. We try to give the hungry food to eat. We try to give little children that don't have enough food to even have good health. They're malnourished. Many of them are starving to death. We take care of hundreds of thousands of them. When I say we, I mean we, you, the family. So we're asking you so we can help you with what Christine has offered. We're asking you to help us feed these hundreds of thousands of children. Now listen to me. $30 or $50, we can feed 3 or 5 children for months. Think about that. That's not an exaggeration. It's not total child care. It's life-saving nourishment. It's hope. And it's given in love by people full of love. We show them love, and they want to know where it came from. It comes from God. And we're able to point them to God through Jesus Christ. So help us do that. For $100, we can feed 10 children for the next month. So here's what we'd like to ask you to do. Any gift you make, we want to send you Moving Past Your Past. We'll send it to you on CD, audio, along with the book, Can I Have and Do It All, Please? Let God answer that question, what that looks like. And then, if you would help us feed 10 or more with a gift of $100 or more, we'll send you the entire teaching on audio and DVD, and also, in addition to the book I just mentioned, Undaunted. I pray you'll go to the phone right now, take your bank card, use it like a check, or you can go online and make the gift God put on your heart. Thank you so much for helping us save these beautiful children that just need to know somebody noticed, because God surely does, and we become His hands and the expression of His heart. Thank you for doing that.
In remote and impoverished areas of Africa, families are suffering, facing death by starvation, and those hit the hardest are their children. Life's Mission Feeding Program is there, able to feed and care for over 400,000 children in crisis areas of Angola, Mozambique, and Sudan. Our mission partners urgently need your support. Our food reserves are gone, and we desperately need to replenish our supplies at more than 800 feeding centers immediately. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for the next 3 months. With your gift, we'll send you Moving Past Your Past, a powerful new series featuring author and speaker Christine Kane. In Christ, there are no yesterdays, only tomorrows. In this series, Christine provides you with the keys to leaving your past behind and receiving all God has for your future. For a gift of any amount, you'll receive the audio CD series, along with Christine's book, Can I Have and Do It All, Please? With your gift of $100 or more to help feed 10 children, please request the entire teaching on both DVD and CD. And as a bonus, we'll send you Christine's latest book release, Undaunted. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help feed 100 children, and you may request our 50th anniversary bronze sculpture, Brotherly Love. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
We got stuck in the gate, and because our posture became one of victimhood, and I can't change what happened to me, and it's not fair, we end up just sitting here for the rest of our lives. Now, our life continues to move forward when it comes to years, but nothing's changed on the inside. We're still locked within this prison. Every decision we make, and it impacts, for those of us that are married, our marriages. It impacts our parenting, for those of us that have children, for those of us that are single. It impacts the relationships that we have, and we just never get beyond this gate. But at some point, if we are willing to embrace that pain of changing our posture, to stand up, you've got to be willing to stand up and to say, God, I'm going to allow your Holy Spirit to come in and to begin to heal those broken places where scar tissue has developed and kept me crippled and immobilized at the gate of my past, whatever that might be, the gate of that addiction, the gate of that brokenness, the gate of that shame, the gate of that abuse, the gate of that guilt, whatever it might be in your life, and saying, I'm going to embrace the pain of changing my posture. Now, when I change my posture, it changes my perspective. So where I only once saw limitation, I'm now starting to see possibility. I'm now starting to see potential. You won't even see the possibility that God has for you until you change your posture. And a lot of us are not willing to change our posture. So we listen to the word, but we listen to it through the prison of being down here, locked in a jail. And so everything we hear and everything we see is impacted through here. So God's trying to make us stand up, so that all of a sudden we hear different things. All of a sudden we see different things. And where we saw containment and limitation, now we see potential and we see this awesome future. Once you start to see a glimpse of what might be ahead for you, then that gives you more courage and strength to embrace more and more of the healing process. What the enemy tries to do is to keep us down and cowering so we never get a glimpse of what God might be able to do for us.
You know, I really want to thank you for helping us help others. And I want to see you move past your past. You know, a little earlier when we were talking and you all were sharing, and I got deeply moved. Because I cannot describe how much I want people in the arms of God.
Yeah.
Maybe when you grow up fatherless, feeling as Christine, unwanted, overlooked, not important, don't matter, and you felt that way. Mm-hmm. God, you're beautiful and special. And I want you to know how special you are. And I don't think a something does it, but I think Christine has pointed you to the someone who is your absolute solution. With all my heart, I want you to find that. And I pray you do. And thank you for helping us share help with others. Would you say thanks to our guests again for being with us? And bless your saints, except when they play the Cowboys, who are so needy. Thank all of you for watching.
Tomorrow on Life Today, author and speaker Christine Kane, along with special guest Lisa Simmons, encourages you to move past your past. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.